McShane Bible Study, day 319, and we're still in, so we're starting in 1 Chronicles, doing chapters 5 and 6, and we're still getting the genealogy of all the different tribes, right? So it's pretty exciting reading, right? Were you riveted as you read through this? No reaction. Weston was not happy about getting out of bed this morning. Yeah, it's a bunch of genealogy. We got Reuben, we've got Gad. I found it interesting. There seems to have been a battle here in Gilead. Gilead is the part of the land east of the Jordan where the 2.5 tribes settled. And we see there was a battle here, and as far as I remember, this is the only place this battle is mentioned. But they had a great victory. They took lots of livestock and 100,000 men alive. So I guess they took 100,000 slaves. So we see all that stuff's going on, and then we see kind of judgment and kings of Assyria taking some of them. So it's not all genealogy, but I don't have a lot to say. It's chapter 6 is Levi, so that's very important, right? The order of the Levites and when that was the established method for God's representation amongst the people, it was important that they show their family lines. And I think we talked about this yesterday. When they came back from Babylon, they had to show, yeah, I'm truly a Levite, and this is my lineage. And so he seems like he goes in more detail there than he does for the other two clans that we just saw. And he talks about, you know, this is where this family was settled amongst this tribe, this family was settled amongst this tribe, and so on. And that's those two chapters. And now we're in Hebrews 2. And what was your summation, Weston?
That animal sacrifices weren't adequate.
Yeah, so this chapter, that's right. This chapter, he's differentiating between the law of Moses that God had established, and all its sacrifices in order to stay in right standing with God. The sacrifices were set up by God for the people to be in right standing with him, right? But he, in this chapter, mentions it, and the Old Testament mentions it many, many times. Mm-hmm. Right? I think David mentions it, the prophets all mention it, and over it says, it's not sacrifices that I'm looking for. I'm looking for your heart, mm-hmm. right? And so this chapter is about the life that we enter into, the sacrifice by which we enter into that life, and what it's really about, right? So the first couple verses, for since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. So again, he's saying, we've been talking about this, that the law is good because it's a type and shadow of a greater reality. So it points us to this greater reality, right? Mm-hmm. But it itself is not the greater reality, mm-hmm. right? Two, otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? This is a really powerful concept, because most Christians today walk around in a sin consciousness. There's a very common expression amongst Christians, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Well, you've just labeled yourselves as being under a sin consciousness. The writer of Hebrews said that the law of Moses and the sacrifices that were part of it were inadequate because they still left the worshipers with a sin consciousness. Mm-hmm. But yet many Christians today are walking around with a sin consciousness. Okay? So that means there's no maturity there. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so let's look deeper into this as we move on. Verse 8. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law, Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He does away with the first in order to establish the second. So, yeah, sorry, this isn't a well-prepared presentation. I'm going based on the order of the scripture and what's highlighted here. But I'll get to my point. So he says, the true sacrifice, obviously Jesus was the sacrifice, right? But in order for us to take up our cross and follow him, we sacrifice ourselves. It's not some act that we do, like killing an animal, right? Burning an animal or a crop or whatever. It's giving him our life, right? Mm-hmm. And so what is that? Doing his will. Presenting ourselves to do his will and doing it when he gives us the thing to do, mm-hmm. right? So our day-to-day life or a unique circumstance, both, mm-hmm. right? It's saying, Lord, this is my life. I want to do your will. Make your will known to me and I will do it. And in subtle ways, he transforms our daily life over the long haul, which is the most important thing, but it's the least spectacular. Mm-hmm. Okay? So no one gets excited about it. It's like reading those genealogies we just read. It doesn't seem like anything that you're going to go around bragging about. But it's this continual transformation of God turning a person and then a people into a living embodiment of who he is through mankind. Right? That's the most important thing. And so if we don't keep at seeking him for those things, we're missing out on the most important thing. But also, it's sometimes he says, do this, and there's something miraculous that happens, and we're overwhelmed with joy that we got to be a part of that, and that stuff's all cool. You know, that's good. Both are true, right? We just don't want to get mixed up on what's really important. Okay? Okay, and then skipping down in verse 14. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. So, Christ is that offering for us, right? There's no more animals that need to be killed for us to be right with God, right? Jesus was the Passover. Jesus is the Passover lamb. 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law on their hearts and write them on their minds. Then he said, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. So God has put his spirit into us to teach us his ways, and that he no longer sees our life of sin or our mistakes. They are, as long as we continue to live for him, they're simply something that happened along the way towards his perfection in us. Mm-hmm. Right? Like if you're playing a soccer game and you make a mistake, you might remember it for, okay, I need to improve in that way. But if you win the game, in the end, the mistake doesn't really matter, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing. We slip up along the way, but as long as we're moving towards the goal, then it's all whatever it takes to get there is all okay. Mm-hmm. Now we can go off track, and that's a different story, which he's going to get to. 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus... We talked about this the other day. We get to enter into the Holy of Holies. That place where only the high priest got to go only once a day. The presence of God. That's where the presence of God was, right?
Once a year.
Once a year. Jesus has given us access behind this curtain if we will but enter, right? By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. So he says we have to have a full assurance of who we are in him. We can no longer have this sin consciousness, okay? If we're more consumed with the ways in which we fall short than in the glory of what he's doing in our life, then we're caught up in the enemy's game and not truly participating in what the Lord is doing in our life. Okay? And so, we have to enter in through faith, right? Full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, right? So he offered us the cleansing. We have to receive it, right? In that, so that's not just declaring, yes, I receive it, I will get baptized. That's a truly, that's a transformational process that we have to enter in with God, because we're all well aware that we fall short, right? And the enemy will keep reminding us of it. But we have to be washed clean of that and not, hold on, let's go upstairs. Okay, and hopefully a quieter spot. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I don't remember exactly what I was saying, but it was getting loud. We must see ourselves as who God sees us to be. He's just said, God doesn't see us by our mistakes. He sees us by who he's made us to be. Okay? We have to see ourselves that way too. And we have to have faith that he is transforming us and he is using us, that we can take our place for where he has us, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a process, but we have to believe and have faith in order to enter into the reality of these things, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very important what goes on in our heart and mind, because that's the battleground, that's the soul, right? Mm-hmm. That's where the enemy's attacking, that's where the Lord's transforming. Mm-hmm. It's important that we engage with the Lord in his side and not the enemy. Mm-hmm. You understand? Okay, verse 26. But then he goes on, but some have just neglected the way of the Lord. And they just continue to purposely go on sinning. Now that's different. Okay? 26. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. 29. How much worse punishment do you think? He talked about the punishment on those who you know, purposely sinned before. 29, how much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? So when we purposely turn away from his way, mm-hmm. from the way he's teaching us to go, and we say, you know what? I've got Jesus, I'm okay, I'm going to go my own way. Mm-hmm. That's trampling underfoot everything that Jesus stands for. Mm-hmm. It's using him for our purposes instead of giving ourselves to him for his purposes. You see the difference? 30, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. 36, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. So this is a process that he works out in us. The human flesh always wants it now, right? I want all this now. So that leads to impatience. He says you need endurance. We continue to seek him. It doesn't happen as fast as we want in our flesh. But as we go on, we are blessed to look back and say, whoa, I have really changed, right? I see the Lord's hand in my life, which helps us to endure longer and longer. 38, but my righteousness, sorry, I'm going to back up. Yet a little while and the coming one will come and will not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So again, he's quoting the Old Testament here, but Savannah, stop it. You didn't have to come in here. He says the righteous one lives by faith. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So living by faith makes us righteous before God. You see that? And we don't shrink back. We shrink back from the will of God. God has no pleasure in that, right? He's not, again, backing up. He's not worried about us making mistakes along the way. As long as our heart and our mind and our drive is to continue to seek him, to live for him, he will bring all this about. 39, but we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. Okay. And then we're in Amos 4, and I was just reminded of something. Weston asked a question about when it was that I told him the kings that Amos prophesied in, but I forgot this when we were in Amos 1. Amos was just a normal shepherd. Mm-hmm. So some of the prophets are like priests. Mm-hmm. You know, like Isaiah was like a priest and of the kingly family. He was very highborn. Mm-hmm. Amos is a shepherd. A normal, like, shepherd. Probably people in the cities even look down on the shepherd. I don't know if at that time people looked down the shepherds. I know by later they looked down on the shepherds, even though they all started as shepherds. It's kind of weird. But Amos is just a shepherd. But the Lord started speaking to him, and he shared what he spoke, right? This chapter is all basically the same theme. Verse 2 says, "The Lord God has sworn by his holiness that, behold, the days are coming upon you when they shall take you away with hooks, even the last of you with fish hooks." I just did that because I heard somebody teach one time. That's what the kings of Assyria would do when they conquered somebody. I can't remember if it was their lip or their nose, but they would put a hook in the people and they would carry them away. And you'd have to go where they were carrying you because you had a hook and it hurt to not. You know, if they pull, you better go or it's ripping apart your skin, you know. It's brutal, brutal guy. Verse 6, "I gave you cleanness of teeth in all your cities and lack of bread in all your places, yet you did not return to me." So this is God saying, look, I've been speaking to you. I've been calling you back to me. You turned away from me. And so I gave you basically a warning. Things turned difficult. I did these difficulties for you in order so that you would turn back to me, but you haven't. He says it again, similar in 11. "I overthrew some of you as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as a brand plucked out of the burning, yet you did not return to me." That's a common theme, a brand plucked out of the fire. It's kind of a picture of a remnant, right? That the hard times, the difficulties, the darkness, the fire, the burning happen, yet he pulls out a remnant. He says, look, you were that, but you didn't return to me. Mm-hmm. Look, I've given you every opportunity. And basically, he's going to go on to say, look, I'm full judgment's coming upon you. You had your chance. And we finish up in Psalm 85. And I thought this was kind of similar to what we were just talking about. He starts out by, you know, praying to the Lord, reminding the Lord that he has forgiven the sins of the people in the past. He says in verse 3, "You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God, of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Will you be angry with us forever?" So going through a time of judgment, right? The people had turned away from God. God had judged them. And the psalmist, who's the psalmist here? Sons of Korah. Are saying, Lord, restore us. We deserve this judgment, this difficulty, right? This fire. But Lord, we turn back to you. Restore us, right? Remember your promises. Verse 9 says, "Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other." So he's saying, look, there's a salvation. There's a blessing for those who fear God. And glory will be in his promised land, his kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. We'll have God's glory with us. And what are the ways in which this comes about? Love and faithfulness meeting. We just talked about living by faith, right? Living in God's love. God's love for us, our love for God. Us connecting in that, right? And us giving our part. His part is grace. Our part is faith, right? Mm-hmm. And then what comes from that? We just talked about being righteous means living in faith. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. So in a time of judgment, there's peace, right? Righteousness and peace coming together. 12, "Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase." So we see a people blessed because they are God's. and he is our God, and we are his people, right? Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I have. You have anything else?
No, God bless you.
All right, God bless you.